I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. In the past week, prices for gasoline have shot up. Here in Southern California, they've jumped a lot. To get a little insight into the hikes, we turn to our friends at Marketplace and Tess Vigeland in their Los Angeles newsroom. Tess, how severe is this current price spike?
It kind of depends where you are. Gas prices across the country are up. Earlier this summer, the average was $1.45 a gallon. The survey out yesterday showed it's now at $1.62. But here in California, I don't know about you, Alex, but when I filled up my tank over the weekend, it was about 30 cents a gallon more expensive than the week before. And that is a huge jump. The state average is $1.92 a gallon.
And why is it particularly bad here in California?
Well, as you know, California has really strict emissions standards, and it has different gas formulas than other states. So it has its own refineries, and four of them shut down over the last couple of weeks for various reasons, and that caused a price spike. And by the way, things in Arizona are even worse. They're waiting in line to get gas because of a pipeline that broke between that state and Texas. And some stations there are charging upwards of $3 a gallon. California's been sending some gas over there to help out, and that, too, has helped drive up prices here.
Wow. I've heard people say that the blackout in the Northeast might have contributed to the price rise in gasoline. How would that be?
Well, the blackout actually took down seven refineries in Canada and Ohio that were churning out about 500,000 barrels a day, and that's a good chunk of the nation's supply. And the experts tell me that it's not like you can just flip a switch and turn the refineries back on. It takes several days, so you're out of production for those days, and prices, of course, follow supply and demand.
They do, but, you know, they always follow them up very quickly, and it takes forever for them to follow them down. Why is that?
Absolutely. And, you know, for that, Alex, we may have ourselves as consumers to blame, though there are a whole lot of theories about why this happens. But in general, gas prices will go up immediately with any fluctuation in the oil market, whether it's a pipeline problem in Iraq or, of course, the blackout here in the States. Once gas companies and station owners see there might be a problem with supplies, they raise prices. And we all start hunting around for the best bargains. But when the prices start to go down again, we don't pay as much attention, so we just keep buying from our regular stations, giving them no incentive to drop their prices. But the good news is we're heading into the end of peak driving season, so in theory, the price to fill her up should start to ease up. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we are asking what drives people to participate in clinical trials, call it perhaps the business of being a human guinea pig.
Thanks, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.